Avodizor Perkalif Mishneh Gimel. The Mishneh is going to bring a list of Eidim Shal Ovdei Kechavim. These are from Roman times. The names are clearly Roman. Some of them have spillovers to Neitzus of today, to the Christians of today. A lot of their belief system, the Chalokim, Lahavdalov Avdol's Veribe Revovois, the belief system of Christianity, the Chalokim that make sense, B'derechlal, come from Yiddishkeit. The Chalokim that don't make sense come from paganism, where the Romans, they had their thing, and there were a lot of Romans that wanted a more religious lifestyle. So there were a few Mishumodim that took Chalokim of our basic belief system, our Yira, basic concept, and they watered it down. They took away mitzvahs, they took away Kedusha, and they made a very distorted version, and that's how Christianity started. So whatever they have in terms of ritualistic celebrations usually comes from the pagan sheroshim of their religion. So we'll recognize some of the concepts over here dressed up in modern day garb. Calendar. Calendar is a chogah where they celebrate 8 days after Tkufas Tevis. Tkufas Tevis is the winter, the end of December. And they had Lefi the sun when the sky was at its darkest. They had a chogah then. The goyim celebrate darkness. But there are Yiddish chogahs, lahavdol of dollars, start b'chodesh ha'aviv, when the sun is mizgaber, when it's the summer months, when there's more daylight. A yid is dovuk in or, a goy, avodizor is dovuk in choshech. So when it hits the summer months, yidin start having yom tov, nisan, iyor, is hachon of the kabbal satov, sivan. Even Tammuz and Ov are a period where Yid has to come close to the Rebbe, and then Elul and Tishri, and then the winter months are quiet. Now the Goyim, they first start celebrating their Chogis when the months of darkness close in. They have at the end of October, they have a ridiculous holiday, which is all centered around celebration of darkness and witchcraft, v'chule, skeletons and ghosts, v'chule, v'chule. Then the November in America, they have a chogah that's more of a concept that we could relate to, a Thanksgiving, and then they have a pagan holiday called Christmas. They turned it into the Yom Leida of their Getchka, but Be'etzem it comes from a pagan celebration of Kalender, Sitar Nuro. You might recognize over here, this is the Roman Sherish of the word Saturn. The planet Saturn was named after one of their beliefs, one of their Getchkes. The Gemara Gravda says that this idea where the days got shorter and shorter goes all the way back to Adam Harishon, when he saw that during the winter months, that the days were getting shorter, he thought that the world is coming to an end. This was after the Chet of Eitz Hadas. And then he saw that the day started getting longer, so there's a celebration. So this is built into the Bria itself as the celebration of the being at the mercy of the forces of nature, or something of that sort. So they had 8 days before the Tkufas Tevis Normal, the winter solstice is December 22nd. So they had 8 days before and 8 days afterwards. So that roughly corresponds from December 22nd until January 1st. There were different beliefs in when they had the Leida of Oisei Ish Yemach Shemoi. Did they have it December 25th? And then there are other places that have more the Eastern, whatever they call the Greek Orthodox Christian Church, which was a different branch of Christianity. And they had a few days into January. Really, L'chaira, if the Leida of Oisei Ish Yemach Shemoi is December 25th, so then it makes sense that the few days into January is what we'd call the eighth day of his life, is Yom Milosoi. Because we know that he was a Yid. So Mamela, that's their celebration is based on this. It's almost ridiculous, but that's their cycle. Then the third Chog over here that's listed off is Kure Tesim. It would sound like the Sherishu, this is related to the word Christianity, basically. But Al Kaponovitz, the Mepharshim, explained that this was the day that the Roman Empire conquered the Greek Empire. So that's when they became the preeminent world power. The Mepharshim Lamaisa break down the word karatesim is karat, is conquest, and Sim is two. There were two parts of the conquest of the Greek Empire, al-Yudei, the Roman Empire. The Tosfos Yomtov brings that was in the days of the Queen Cleopatra, which is about 150 years probably before the end of Bayis Sheni. There's at one point the Romans conquered Mitzrayim. Today, Egypt is an Arab country, but that's the spread of Yishmael. Then it was the preeminent place of Roman power. There was Cleopatra and Antony was there. I think that's the Tkufa before Julius Caesar. Then by the Romans, they also had another chag called Yom Genusya Shel Melachim, the day that they were coronated the king, and they celebrated that each day. I don't know, it could be that the British still have such a thing, but certainly not a Yom Avod Zarah. By them, it was a day where they made statues and they offered korbanos kilu. Yom Haleido also was the birthday of the Melech. So again, in our country, we have Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday. These are not religious holidays, but by them it was. Yom HaMisa was a Yortzeit. What did they do then? Besachnish. They did it during the reign of the son. The father's death day was celebrated also. Divrei Reb Meir v'Chacham Maimim, Kol Misa Sheyesh Bo Sreifa. He says that there are certain deaths of kings that becomes a Misa Chashuva. It's a Misa Sheyesh Bo Sreifa. What did they used to do? They used to burn all the personal items that belong to the king. When he's gone, everything that goes with him. And that means that they look at that as a great catastrophe. So they turn that into a Yom of real Avodah Zarah. Yesh Bo Avodah Zarah. V'she'en b'sreifa, any misa didn't have this burning of personal effect. Ein b'lavay d'zor. Okay, that's again, these are things that we can't relate to, but Chazal have their shir. Then the Mishnah says something interesting. All these are national holidays, they're national Roman holidays. Yom tiglacha zikonoi ublorisoi. These are personal holidays that a goy had, a day that he would get a haircut, and a day that he would cut his the chup that overflowed on his head. His kane is his beard that he shaved. The blurisa is the hair that comes off his head. That was a day of Avodah Zarah. So what the Mavashim explained is that this was part of their service of Avodah Zarah, and you see that hairstyle was an important part of their identification with Avodah Zarah, and that's where the term agalach comes from. Agalach is a priest. What does it have to do with giluach, with shaving? Because part of their thing was the same way, if you see the pictures of the monks from the Christian world from 200-300 years ago, they were all shaved. They were even on Hakofas Pasoresh. The Rambam also brings all these yisurim of shaving and cutting hair, v'chulei, peis, shaving with a razor. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. It was related to the service of Avodah Zarah. In the middle of the day that they shaved and they cut their hair, they turned into some type of personal day of worship. So for that specific guy, that day is his Yom Eid. Yom Shalom B'Minayam, this was the day that he was saved. Yom Shiyotzim B'Meis Asurim, that he got out of jail. So these were days that goyim would make their personal vayim kecham b'shalos mishtul l'bnoi, a goy who's marrying off a child. Ene also ela ba'isoy yoyim. It's only also that day. Ve'isoy ish levad. Not also with other people. It's not also other days. It's not a national holiday. It doesn't have the same level of celebration. Okay. Now, till now we had extremes. We had all the national Yom Eidom, and we had all the personal Yom Eidom. Now, Mishneh Dal, we're going to have something in between. Ir sheyesh ba avodah zarah, a city that has their avodah zarah, they have a day of their getchka where they serve it and they celebrate it. So it has a din Yom Eidom, and it has the din Yom Eidom 3 days before, 3 days afterwards. Kol echad lefi shitasoi, chutz alam mutar, out of the city is not negeh. Even if they're right near the city, it's not, it doesn't associate with the celebration that's going on. They ask it only in the perimeter of that place where the actual celebration is. If the Avaydazar, however, is out of the city, so then Faker, Toichamuti, even though the townspeople live in the city, but in the city is not the place of the Avaydazar. So the Surim of Yom Edom apply only there and not in the city. Ma'u Lelech L'Sham. What about going to that place where there's something going on? They have some type of celebration going on. And he has business there. He has a friend he has to visit. He has something he has to do there. Bizman Shadarech Miuchedes Loisim Mokoim. If this road right now is Ba'ifim Miuchedes servicing the people from this town, also because it looks like he's traveling with them. The road is clogged with pilgrims and they're going to serve the Getchka that's 2 miles out of town, and he's walking along that road. It looks like he's Lahavdal of Avdolus, that picture going for miles around, going to Miron. You shouldn't even use the Moshe, where the roads are clogged with tens of thousands of Yidden making their way screaming to daven by the Heilige Reb Shem Bar Yochai. So, Goyim Avaydazar, what's the level of Chil Hashem when a Yid is flowing down the same roads as the pilgrims Avaydazar? That's awesome. If it's shaykh that that road takes him to a different place, so then it's not also mutter because it doesn't look like he's necessarily going over there. Ir sheyeshbo avaydazara, a town that has in it an avaydazara, and they used to make a day, a yom shuk. They would make a market day because that's the day people would come to town and celebrate and drink and buy and sell. The stores were decorated. And there's also She'enon Mi'utarois. There's also stores that are not decorated. Go to, in our world, go to any shopping mall at the end of December. And it's all celebrated. So again, that's not real Avaydazara. That's not. They want, Macy's wants to sell more items. So they put up some lights with a few trees. That's a garnish. But we're talking about where it was, there was a real concept of Mi'utarois and Mi'utarois. Zeh Hayu Ma'asim Beishan. Since they're designated, they're marked, they're decorated. The she'ena mutaris mutaris, because the if the avaydazara would go to the chanuyos that were decorated. So if one shops over there, it looks like he's facilitating avaydazara. So that would be bechlal degzera, and if not, then it's not bechlal. The Rav brings another point. It's not just about encouraging the sugya daf yud gimel. Tais yomtiv brings the sugya barichus. Is that the Goyish stores, the Goyish municipality would take a tax from the Chanuyos Mutaros for the Avaydazara. So by shopping in those stores, one's paying actual facilitating Hano v'lo yibak v'yodcha v'uma manachere, and one is actually being mahanet to the Avaydazara, to the Rishus of the Avaydazara. Now, there's a Pashto Shail over here. You're talking about a Yom Edom, Shalavay Akum, and the Isus, Chanuyos Mutaros. What does that have to do with the Chanuyos? Vinishvi, it's also to buy, sell, trade, lend, borrow, the Chule, to go and be Yom Edom. How do you get around that, Issa? Yem Mutaros, not Mutaros. What's the difference? They are taking taxes, they're not taking taxes. There's an Issa of trading with going be Yom Edom. So the Rav asks this Kasha, and the Rav brings, Besoiv Dvorov, the only thing that's also to buy and sell with goyim are perishable items. That means you walk into a goyish tavern and it's Yom Edom and you buy a round of drinks, or you walk into a goyish grocery and you buy Yom Edom, a pound of apples. So that's cause for their celebration. What happens if he's selling something which is a personal item? He really doesn't want to sell. He's selling his car, his house. That you're allowed to buy. Hey, it's not talking about a house, but it's talking about something that's bought in a store. But we're talking about things where Goyim would sell personal items, a pawn shop, v'chadoyme. So there, the thing that was being sold, the way the Rav brings it, shestomi ha-moicher etzev v'loy ozel umayde. When he has to sell his car, or he has to sell an old suit, or he has to sell furniture from his house, there he's not happy. This is the Rav's teretz, and it comes from Rishonim. A lot of Rishonim argue on this. And they say like this, they bring from Rav Haigoin, it's based on the Sugya and Dafin Gimel over here, is that it depends what the Yid is buying and selling. The original Issa was only on things that would not be replaceable. Here we're talking about, clearly, we're talking about a shuk, we're talking about things that he's buying for merchandise. Behemoth, avodim, shvachis, sodis, kronim. So when there's a sale, when that becomes the yirid, that becomes when they make the shuk. So if a yid's not going to go and he's not going to buy when all the moichim are there together, he's never going to be able to buy things at a decent price. So because it's a davar ovid, they didn't asur up the original asur. But lamaisa, the original issur of yom edom doesn't apply because the davar ovid, they weren't goyzer. But they would be goyzer on chanuyis mutaros. That's something else. Shem say different teretz, Ramban, the Rashba, others say that when they would make these big marketplaces, so the markup was not that big, the prices were cheap. So because of that, the goy is not so much sameach with the business that he did. Because each item that he sells, it's not such a big deal, that wouldn't be cause for his celebration. There's really different mahalchim over here, had a shtim when the issur of Yom Edom applies and doesn't apply, and when the specific issur over here that's mentioned in Chanuyis Mutaris does apply. These are things that are also to sell to a goy the whole year because they're used primarily in the service of Avodah Zarah. So Mela, they were Avodah Zarah the whole year. In previous missions, we were talking about sales which are innocent. So B'yay made them, or currently I made them, that's where it's a problem. But over here we have a problem. It's important to add that there's the issur over here is an issur of lufnei evil esitim b'chshu, which the Gemara says in Tesan applies by a yid to a goy also. Moshal, a yid is not allowed to sell to a goy a cut of meat that has that's from evim and achai because the goy is going to eat it. There's an issur of lufnei evil esitim b'chshu even klapi a goy. The pashtus is, by the way, lufnei evil esitim b'chshu is a ben adam lachaveiroi. It should by nature only apply by a yid. But actually, the lefnevel esitim michshol, not of putting the literal taich in the pasuk, putting a stumbling block in front of somebody that he trips over, but facilitating somebody to be over an iser, is not a ben adam lachaveroi. The way the lomdim fataych, a lot of rayis that gedel echrenim bring, the lefnevel esitim michshol, lamashol, facilitating that a nozer could drink wine, is not an issa ben adam lachaveiroi, but it means that the person who's facilitating yena being over the aveiro is shayich, is a nisfach, he's some type of accessory to the issa that that person's doing. Facilitating a yid being able to be mechal Shabbos is being an accessory to chilul Shabbos. Legally, there's a term called accessory to murder. There's an accessory to avodah zarah. So a yid is not allowed to facilitate a goy being avid avodah zarah. He's not allowed to sell anything that goyim use primarily for avodah kacham. He's not allowed to sell. What are these things? It's trubolim. It's trubolim is fruits of a certain type of cedar tree or pine tree. Maybe it would be bedoimet to the trees that they use for the chagas in the culture that we're used to. Ubenoit shuach is a certain type of fruits, a certain type of te'enim, a certain type of fig, which was very choshu, I don't know exactly what type of min. Uptetre sehem is also a certain type of fruit when it's totally in the ilon. Again, these are dvarim chashuvim that they used primarily for that. The right way to say it over here, look at the mafashim, the Rav says, it's trubulin uvnoi shuach bipt. That means the issur is these two types of minim. It's trubolin and b'nei shuach. When they are b'ptutroi sehem, when they're attached still to the tree, that's when they're roi l'shimush of avodah zarah. Ulevoina. Levoina is like incense. You walk in the Arab shuk on the way to the kaisel, and they're selling over there in the shuk. Towards the kaisel, there's the Muslim shuk and the Christian shuk. And the Christian shuk, they sell these type of things. They offer, you could smell it over there in the air. The tarnagel halovon, the type of white chicken that they used to use for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda, oimim mutalim kaloi tarnagel lovon ben ha-tarnagelim. It's not that choshev of a zach. It's only when it's being sold by itself. But when he's selling a flock of chickens and there's a white chicken amongst them that he's allowed to sell. It's not a chicken, it's a rooster. Ubizman shehu b'fnei atzmoi koiteas etzboi u'moicholoi. He's allowed to cut off a finger, one toe of the rooster, and then he's allowed to sell it. Remember the famous Gemara in Maseches Gittin where the Romans wanted to bring a carbon to see if the Klal Yisrael was loyal in the times of the second base of Mikdash. And Kamtza Bar Kamtza said to inflict a mum, and there are certain types of mumin that for Klal Yisrael, Deikin Shabayin, for Klal Yisrael is not a mum, but a cut off finger, even the Goyim recognizes a mum. So that's why the Mishnah says over here, Koteetz boy, and then he could sell it because Lefisha'in makrivin chosel lavaydzor. They're not makriv something that's mukhusur ever lavaydzor. Vishakal advorim, stomen mutter, anything else? You're allowed to sell to a goy upirushan, but if the goy says that he's buying it for avaydzor, also then you're not allowed to sell him. And this was in the Soyin, in the Shtetlach, where you had people that were in lumber or whatever, and a goy would come and a galach would come into the business, and he would want to place a large lucrative order, and it would be clear that they're building a new altar for the local church. Could he do the business? Could he not do this business? Could we negate today? Somebody gets an online order from something that's avodah zarah, and there are avodah zarahs. The Eastern religions are echt avodah zarah. Catholic Church l'chayra is yeah avodah zarah. So one has to know that these shahs can be negated. Remei oimer af dekel toiv. Dekel toiv is dekel's tamarim, is a palm tree. It's not toiv, it's called dekel tov. I don't know why the Mishnah's lashon is that way. V'chotzov v'niklivom are also different types of branches, different types of blossoms. Osalom kolayv dekhachom. One is not sell because they're becheskas being bought lavay dezar. So you see, in today's culture, so they have the trees that they put up, then they have earlier in the year they put a wreath of flowers, that type of thing. Where it's Zach that's Miud Lavay Dezar. So one is now let us sell to a guy even Mistamius.